Friday. Good to have you here at the Steve Griffin Show. Beautiful weekend on tap, at least I hope so. But for some, storm clouds all over for some people like Peter Strzok or Theresa May or anybody facing the wrath of Donald Trump. It could be a little bit stormy this weekend. Stormy Daniels herself out of jail. I'm sure you're glad to know that. I mean, she was handcuffed. Not sure she liked it or didn't like it. We'll talk about that later. It's a free-for-all Friday. It's the Steve Griffin Show free-for-all Friday, and glad to have you along. So the questions today are, how do you feel about Donald Trump right now and in the chaos? How do you feel about what he said to NATO? How do you feel about Peter Strzok's testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee? How do you feel about any of this? 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966 on the program today. We're going to go live to London. Mick the Brit's going to join us live from London to talk about Donald Trump taking a dump on London and Mayor Sadiq Khan. And Mayor Sadiq Khan, not popular with Donald Trump. We'll talk about that. We'll have Steve Doolin, Jeffrey Ford, and your phone calls today. Again, 888-900-9966. Let's start in the House, where Agent Peter Strzok looked petulant, looked angry, looked just... like he was lashing out because he didn't want to answer questions, and he looked smug much of the time. Peter Strzok, of course, the agent who had emails back and forth with his lover denigrating Donald Trump beginning back in 2016. He said he would stop Donald Trump from being president, said that Hillary Clinton should win $100 million to nothing, and so on and so forth. Trey Gowdy destroyed Agent Strzok under oath on Capitol Hill, and when Strzok tries to have us believe that his incredible bias had no impact at all on critical investigations or his removal from the Bob Mueller special investigation. Well, let's start here. Bite number one. Go.
And your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about. Sure.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you, it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Boom. And I think Trey Gowdy, you know, when Trey Gowdy's on, he runs a tight ship. He went on and really grilled Strzok on a variety of things. And the point that he said, here are the things that you did. Here are the things that you wrote. You're an FBI agent. If you were investigating, think about this. If you were an FBI agent and you were investigating somebody else and they had written these text messages, you'd be hot on their trail. But you would have us believe, well, yeah, but you know what you said there, I didn't really mean what I said there, and everything you see is out of context, and it's not what it appears, and it's not how it reads, and so on and so forth. Let's continue now with Trey Gowdy, bite number two. Okay, hold on. We'll get to that. But Agent Strzok, he dismissed completely his own words. He said they were taken out of context. They weren't to be understood that way, and they didn't show bias. And his obvious bias, as outlined in the Inspector General report from Michael Horowitz, well, the Horowitz got it wrong. And we've got it wrong, and everybody's got it wrong. And Strzok is perfectly fine in everything that he's doing. And for us to take it any other way as well, it's our bias is the takeaway. It's our bias that's affecting the way that we see this entire case. But Rudy Giuliani didn't miss it. No, sir. On Thursday, he slammed the totally phony Russia probe after anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok refused to identify the individuals who apparently handed the Bureau several different copies of the salacious Trump dossier, including David Korn. David Korn is one of the people that... David Korn, by the way, the editor and writer of Mother Jones. Yeah, the weed magazine from the 60s, Mother Jones. Smoke them if you got them. David Korn, apparently intimately involved with delivering dossiers to Capitol Hill. So all of this bias piled up. All right, let's go to Trey Gowdy here. Let him break it down for you. Bite two, go.
We learned that Agent Strzok has a most unusual and largely self-serving definition of bias. Agent Strzok, despite the plain language of his text and emails, despite the Inspector General's report, and despite common sense, doesn't think he was biased. He thinks calling someone destabilizing for the country isn't bias. He thinks promising to protect the country from someone he hasn't even begun to investigate isn't bias. He thinks promising to stop someone he is supposed to be fairly investigating from ever becoming president isn't bias. He thinks talking about an insurance policy to keep someone from becoming president isn't bias. That's for one of the folks he was investigating. He has a different set of rules for others that he's investigating. Agent Strzok thinks saying someone he is allegedly investigating should be elected president 100 million to zero before he ever interviews.
It is incredible, isn't it? Before he ever interviews these people. You know, back to these dossiers and the number of dossiers put out, and Strzok refusing to name the people that are clearly named in his email, an email that he sent to Andy McCabe and others at the FBI, refusing to say who these people are. Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Not allowed to talk. You wrote the email. Can you just tell us who these two people are? You don't have to tell us about the context of the email. Who are these two people? You have to ask. So Rudy Giuliani says, isn't that called collusion or conspiracy to gin up a totally inappropriate, totally illegally wire-based for national security? And doesn't it taint the entire Russian probe? That's a disgrace. Mueller should be ashamed of himself. Those Democrats trying to protect that liar stroke should be ashamed of themselves. And every FBI, and if you didn't see this, I have never seen any political party in any hearing in my entire lifetime run interference in front of a witness the way the Democrats did, stopping and cutting off Trey Gowdy and Bob Goodlatte, stopping Jim Jordan from completing sentences to say, well, a point of parliamentary procedure, it was the biggest pile of garbage you've ever seen in your life to protect Strzok. What are they so afraid of? What are they so afraid of when Peter Strzok gets up there to testify that he might actually tell the truth? That he might actually tell you that David Corn and Mother Jones News, while they're smoking weed at lunch, were the ones delivering the dossier? Seriously. I've never seen anything more outrageous in my life. Here's all you have to do. If you don't believe there was bias here, take Donald Trump's name out of those text messages and insert your own. Think about that. Take his name out and insert your own, and think how you would feel if an FBI investigation focusing on you or your company or your family was talking about you in the ways that Peter Strzok talked about then candidate Donald Trump. Put your name in there and think how you would it even be appropriate? And the answer is, of course not. You can't get a fair shake on that. We may not agree on politics, but the American people agree on general fairness and the right of and the sense of fair play, and they believe that the FBI should be untainted in its investigations that could put people in prison. 14 after, 888-900-9966. We can roll some phone calls when you're ready. 888-900-9966.